is Coastal Connection, or Spotlight on the Community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Josh Pritt and Trevor Schmidt. They are board members of Melbourne Makerspace. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit. It's an organization focused on education in the community. So Trevor, let's start with you. Tell us about Melbourne Makerspace. What is it?
We are an educational community tool shed, and you know, we're here for the people. We're here for them to learn and here for them to make.
It's not only a facility that has all kinds of really cool tools, it also comes with the expertise to learn how to use them.
Yeah, we've got woodworking tools, metalworking, 3D printers, laser cutters, and we have people volunteering here who love to teach, love to give people the ability to do these things themselves.
If you go to our website, melbournemakerspace.org, you can see on the right side of our page all of our open houses that 7 days a week there's someone there to teach you how to use the different tools.
Oh, is it open to the public? Anybody can come and then you become a member? How does it work?
In the end, we do what we enjoy doing. We enjoy teaching. So if you want to come in during one of the open houses, come in, work on a project, learn something, you're more than welcome to. If someone wants to become a member, they get 24/7, 365 access to the space. And that's either $50 a month or $25 if they're a student.
So the real thing for today is we're going to talk about an event that we're actually co-hosting with the Catherine S. Rude Central Library up in Cocoa. I don't know if you've heard of the Raspberry Pi computer and Arduino, but it's actually we're going to do a Raspberry Jam where we're going to kind of celebrate the Raspberry Pi. It's one of its anniversaries, but it's a tiny little, you know, $35, now $5 computer you can get, and then you can make cool little projects with it. And so we'll actually have it at the library on Saturday, March 3rd. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll be up there with 36 fun step-by-step projects that the Makerspace, a couple of members, have put together free for the public to use. And then so that day, if you come in, we'll be able to show you and kind of help you with the first kind of projects to kind of kick it off. But the idea is it's going to be there for the public to just come in and use and learn how to build things like robots and toys and learn how to program. It's just a fun way to do it and very hands-on, right? Learn by doing is kind of the big thought process behind Makerspace.
So you don't have to have any prior experience or an engineering background or anything, just general public can do it.
That's right. Even at the Makerspace, just come in right off the street, fresh and ready to learn, and then you can come in and just help someone else with their project and accidentally learn something new. Because I'm a software engineer by trade, but by hanging out at the Makerspace, I've accidentally learned robotics.
We've had people there from the ages of 7 to 70.
And again, yeah, it's free to just come in on any of our open house nights, 7 days a week. Just come in and take a tour, if anything. Just see if it's something you need. Maybe you want to fix a table leg or finish up some furniture or make a robot or learn how to program a video game. It's just pretty much all over the map. Whatever you want to learn, that's the best place to do it. I wish they had Makerspaces when I was a kid, but they're starting to pop up everywhere now, and it's easy because it's all volunteer ran. Just if you look up on the internet your city name and then Makerspace, you'll probably find one near you. It's a good place for anyone to just come in off the street and learn something new, learn a new skill, learn how to use tools. I didn't know how to use a scroll saw until I joined.
If they want to get more information, they just go to Melbourne Makerspace.
MelbourneMakerspace.org. That's our main website, and you'll see all the times for the open house down the side, which just basically reads from our meetup.com page.
Or come see us at 401 North Rickham Road, Suite 126, right next to Dustin's Barbecue.
Yeah, we're around the back of the building there, just south of Dustin's.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in. We look forward to having you back and find out more opportunities for the public to make cool things.
Thanks.
Thank you much.